If you were flying from Chicago's O'Hare, Terminal 3, 7 a.m. Sunday morning, congratulations. You were in the weekend's longest security line at that airport. Atlanta's North Checkpoint froze up yesterday afternoon at 3:15. But otherwise, a representative said lines averaged around 15 minutes on what's considered a dress rehearsal for summer. In fact, the Washington Post crunched the Memorial Day weekend numbers at security lines and found it wasn't as bad as some expected. But what about going forward? Next month, over 700 newly trained TSA agents will hit the airports, but still, how much time will we spend in those lines? And at what cost? Arnold Barnett is a professor of statistics at the MIT Sloan School of Management and an airline security expert. Professor, Americans spend an estimated 37 billion hours every year waiting in lines. Is there a way to put a dollar value on that at airports?
There is, although the calculations are a bit artificial. Economists try to put dollar prices on everything. The general figure that's used is 62 cents per minute, that if your air journey is elongated by a certain number of minutes, you multiply that by 62 cents to get the dollar equivalent of the pain you've suffered. For example, if people get to the airport a half an hour early because of anxieties related to the lengths of lines, that would work out to roughly $19 per person. If you assume there are 700 million American passengers per year, at that rate, I get something like $13 billion a year in these dollars that I consider fictitious.
Well, that's true. I mean, because it's not like you're actually paying out that money.
Exactly right. And if you have, the classic family of four, then in theory, 19 times four, it's about $75 associated with the wait. But if that family got to the airport and they said, well, if you give us $75, you won't have to wait, I don't think that many families would take that. Mm-hmm. And you have to remember, one of the reasons we have these very long lines now is that they did a test of TSA to see whether people could pick up mock weapons and mock explosives. And out of 70 tests, 67 failed. The failure rate was 95%.
And that's part of the reason that we have these long lines now. Other reasons, we know all the reasons that there were cutbacks, congressional budget cuts, and so 12% of the TSA workforce was cut. But also that people themselves slow the line down. Last week alone, the TSA says it confiscated 74 firearms, 65 of them loaded, three with bullets in the chambers, from carry-ons across the country. That was the most ever in a single week. And we hear when a gun is found, it can slow right there because they have to call the police. That's 25 minutes right there. So there's a lot of different factors here.
That's true, but I think we have to think about what if they didn't slow up the line? What if TSA were to say after a 95% failure rate on the test that, well, to keep things moving, we can't do anything about that. I mean, what would be the price of the anxiety people would feel if they knew that the TSA screening were highly ineffective? I understand how the frustration, and certainly you're right, TSA is not blameless for many of the things or those who have funded TSA. But I think for this summer, where it might be difficult to remedy things immediately, maybe we should just accept it. A little penalty we have to pay for the war on terror rather than something much worse.
What about the impact on the airlines? One airline told the Washington Post that it delayed 37 flights from one airport in one day over the past weekend. Another said security delays caused 70,000 passengers and 40 checked bags to miss flights. What's the impact there? I mean, that I would think would be sizable if you have to refund those tickets or find those bags.
I would agree. And ideally, the arrangements will become more efficient, as has seemed to have happened over the Memorial Day weekend, so that these stories become outliers rather than the norm. However, if the airlines need reminding, what is the price of successful terrorism? You know, I just read that in Egypt, for example, after the bombing last November of the plane leaving the resort area, tourism is down 45% for the first 3 months of this year. And the airlines themselves, after 9/11, suffered gargantuan losses in passengers and revenue for a very long time. So, yes, of course there are costs associated with the present procedure, but the costs that we're trying to avert with those measures are enormously greater.
Yeah. And staying with statistics, people overestimate how long they've waited in line by about 36%. If you tell them it's a half an hour, they say, no, no, it's 40 minutes and longer. But as we've been hearing, there are things that people still do that help gum up those lines.
There's no doubt that that happens. Of course, there are certain things that can remedy that problem you mentioned. For example, if you make sure that clocks are conspicuous near the security checkpoints, then people will have a better sense of how much they actually waited. If I see a big clock with red digital letters that says I started at 3:15 and I got through security at 3:28, then I'm not going to go and say I waited 45 minutes.
Yeah, well, and it might make you feel a little bit better. Arnold Barnett, professor of statistics at the MIT Sloan School of Management, also an airline security expert. Professor Barnett, thank you so much.
And thank you so much.